We'll be talking with Phil Lewis from the band LA Guns. He's already called us once. We told him to call us back, and now we put ourselves in that predicament of, will he call us back?
Yeah. Now, the question is, are you kissing the cryogenically enhanced love goodbye?
That's right.
Or the
old
saggy,
the old man
love goodbye?
Say, yelling, get off my grass. Taking nominations for Freak of the Week today. Got a pair of tickets to Alice Cooper up for grabs. And Barbara writes in, how about the drug dealer in Box Elder County that called the cops on himself? What about that guy?
Yeah, he was the guy who was driving down the road and had the meth in his car and thought somebody was following him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Thought two cars were following him.
He's a smart man.
Hey, Phil, how you doing, buddy?
All right, how's it going? Who's this?
This is Mick.
Mick and Alan.
Hello, yeah. Mick. Hi, hey. Hey, guys.
Hey, Phil.
We haven't seen you for quite a few. How long has it been since you've been in Salt Lake City?
Well, we were there, actually, last Halloween, but... with this particular lineup, this is back with Tracy. This will be the first time.
Now that's pretty
for a
big
long
news
time. Yeah,
with this particular lineup. So you and Tracy are back together, and I heard you're working on an album also.
Yeah, yes, we are. It sounds pretty good right now. We're almost done. We've got to hand it in by March 1st, I've just got to do a couple more vocals on two more songs and then mixing it, and then we'll be done. We should be looking about a June release, summer release, and it sounds really good. I mean, it really, really, really does. The ideas and the energy between the two of us is phenomenal, and I think that the old LA Guns fans are really going to dig it, and I think we might get some... new friends along the way, because it's, you know, it does have obviously it's going to be like a sense of nostalgia, because, you know, we've been around for 30 bloody years. So that's to be expected. But, you know, we're hip, you know, we know what the youngsters like.
Well, Phil, so was it, oh, sorry, go ahead. I was just going to say, was it like putting on an old shoe, so to speak, or was it was it like just getting on your bike again?
That's the exact analogy I'd use, like old shoes or an old saddle or something. We do have good chemistry. I do see us as being like the Jagger Richards, the Perry Tyler, Daltrey. Combo, you know, we do have that. I've written and recorded with lots of other people, as has Tracy, but there's something real magic about when the two of us get together, and I'm really glad, you know, that the fans will get to see that, and all the bullshit and all the fighting and the squabbling, you gotta let that go. Because, you know, it really is, you know, at the end of the day for the fans, because, you know, if they're not coming and they're not, like, participating in what you're doing, then you don't have anything.
So true.
And I really feel that we're given something that's really worth the wait.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you're totally aware of it, but as a fan, it breaks our heart to see, you know, one of our favorite bands break up, and it is so cool to see you guys working together again.
Yeah, me too. I mean, you know, like I realized that, you know, I hadn't had any kind of communication with him in over 10 years, and I can't even remember what the beef was about, you know, and it was like, why, you know, are you gonna not talk to him for another 10 years? I mean, that's ridiculous. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be having this conversation with you if it wasn't for Tracy. You know, he brought me over from England and took a chance with me, and it paid back gold. You know, we did really well. And I think that, as I said, I think the fans deserve that.
Yeah, there still is, as you get ready to play here tomorrow night at Liquid Joe's, there's still a little sad part in this, which is there was two bands and now there's one and not everybody's coming. Who's going to be with you tomorrow night?
Tracy's been, has had Johnny Martin and Shane Fitzgibbons as his rhythm section for the last year or so, a couple of years, and they're dynamite. You know, awesome. Yeah. Johnny plays bass, and Shane's just a brilliant, strong young drummer. In the Bonham vein.
Yeah.
And I brought my man Michael Grant,
who's been touring
with me for the last 3 years, because Tracy wanted to have a second guitar player, and I'm done. I don't want to play any more guitar. Certainly not against Tracy Gunn.
Yeah. Yeah, I can dig it.
So I introduced Tracy and Michael, and they got along, and they get along great musically and socially, so it's tight, you know. It's comfortable for me because I'm with a buddy. I'm not in completely new, unfamiliar ground with people I don't know. It's working out really well. We as you know, we're playing tomorrow night, and then the next day we'll be driving to Denver. We got a show there. Next weekend, we've got two nights at the Whiskey. We're playing Friday and Saturday. And then the weekend after that, we're off to the jolly old UK to do a 10-day sold-out tour.
Right
well,
on.
Bill, I am so glad that you guys work things out and you're together, and I cannot wait for the show tomorrow night
Thank
at
you.
Liquid Joe's.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
yeah,
and we will.
Yeah,
well,
I've always been a big fan of Tracy's, but I've always been a bigger fan of yours.
Well, thank you. I mean, and I'm sorry that, you know, people had to choose. You know, it's unfortunate, but not anymore. You know, and as I say, we have a cracking new album that I think is really going to make up for lost time.
Right. Is it going to be out this year?
Yes, sir. I think we're looking at a summer release somewhere around June.
Awesome. Can't wait, man.
Okay,
Bill,
everybody.
Thank you so much. We've got to take a break.
Yo, guys, are very welcome. Thanks for pimping the show.
You bet. We'll see you tomorrow night, Phil.
All right, see ya. Cheers.
See you, man.
Bye.
Phil Lewis, L.A. Guns, tomorrow night at Liquid Joe's.
The most polite rock star ever.
Yeah, great guy.